Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, so dipper number two for the show today is called Tariff Time. I'm talking about the tariffs, the impact. I'm talking about what countries are coming in and what countries are being forced out. And how this relates to foreign policy in the bigger picture. But, you know, one of the things that is really striking about this is the left does not say anything about what it does to China. The left does not say anything about, you know, our foreign relations with Mexico or, you know, no, they don't. What the left is trying to portray is that this is the ruination of the American economy. And then just as quickly as you had Cramer on MSNBC telling the world that we are about to hit, you know, some kind of financial Armageddon on Monday and have a Black Monday, next thing you know, Trump says, you know what, 75 countries have called and renegotiated, and so I'll be postponing theirs for the next 90 days and while we have some free and fair negotiations. And all of a sudden, the market's just like shot up, and I don't know where they are today. I haven't seen the indicators, but yesterday was pretty much a banner day. Let's put it that way. Bulls versus bears, right? In the meantime, I got to thinking, I need somebody to come on and talk about the market and the influences. And then I got to thinking, wait a minute, one of our show sponsors is Paul Breyer from Inspire Advisors. If anybody's going to know, he is. So I reached out to him last night and I said, Paul, you got some time? And he said, absolutely. So coming on the phone with us right now, Paul Breyer from Inspire Advisors, who do an amazing job not only sponsoring this show, but also advising people on how best to handle their investments and to do so in a conservative and Christian manner. Paul Breyer, how are you doing?
Outstanding, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, by the way, I got to play a sound effect for you before we get started. Did you hear that Trump coined a new phrase? He said that people that react quickly and too negatively about the market, he called them panickins, and we have a sound effect for that. That's our sound effect. A screaming goat is the panickin sound effect now.
Oh, I love it. Yes, you know us well. We have goats, so that's perfect.
Well, then you heard screaming goats in real. I can't imagine a screaming goat in the middle of the night. That would pretty much bring me out of bed with a loaded firearm.
It's an eye-opener.
I'm sure it is. Well, listen, man, the market has been crazy this week. Way down, then way up. What should people who are, you know, currently in the market, what should they be thinking right now?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, last Thursday and Friday, it was hang on to both sides of the canoe and ride it out. But, you know, I was telling people that, you know, we got to be a little bit contrarian. And, you know, when people are being emotional and they're selling and, you know, panicking, being panickins,
yeah.
You know, turn on your logical brain, turn off the emotional part and, you know, think about it. What's really your long-term strategy here? You know, maybe there's an opportunity. I can buy in at a lower price. And sure enough, that's exactly what's happening. So, you know, don't think of it as, oh, I'm losing money. Just think of it, now I have more opportunities. And you see that again today. If you were watching through noon, it went down all the way through noontime and then started going back up again.
Wow. Well, I just saw one of the indicators go up. The S&P is still slightly down. Yesterday, it was way up. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to portray myself as an expert. I can just read things on the news. The Dow is down right now. So buying and selling, what you just basically said was, and I heard it, and that was good advice. Turn off your emotional brain and go with your common sense brain. And you're saying ride it out.
Yep. Yeah, if you've got an opportunity to buy in at a lower cost,
then
let's do that. You know, in the long term, you're going to have more shares. A lot of them are going to be bought at a lower cost. And over time, that's just going to increase the velocity of your portfolio.
Well, what is it about the market that is, I mean, the Trump tariffs hadn't even fully taken effect. And all of a sudden the market was beginning to drop. What is it about the market that is so incredibly capable of fluctuation like that?
Well, yeah, it's kind of crazy because, you know, markets are always forward-looking and they're trying to anticipate what's going to happen. And so when you have a lot of change like that's going on now, and especially these structural shifts that are going on, you know, Trump's changing a lot of the underpinnings of what's going to be in our economy. So what you're seeing is that reaction to that. They don't like change and they don't know what to do. So when they see something like across the board tariffs, they panic a little bit and, you know, pull the trigger and sell. So I think that's what's going on right now. We just have to be patient and ride it out.
Well, if somebody is brand spanking new, like just starting to open their very first, you know, portfolio, they're just starting to get something going, save a little something, they're young and they want to get going, or maybe they're older and they're just finally getting going, is now the time to get in? I mean, do you tell people, let's wait a month and then see where things are?
I think, you know, what's the old proverb say? The best time to plant a tree is today.
Ah.
So we can't guess what's going to happen tomorrow, so go ahead and start. I mean, when you think about strategy, you know, versus tactical investing like day trading, there's a huge difference there, and you want to be strategic. Go ahead and start, dollar cost average in, and you'll get lower cost over the long term that way.
All right. Well, are there any things right now that are hot? I mean, like, and I know you can't on the radio start labeling stocks, but in a general sense, what kinds of things should people be looking at and looking for? And are there different versions of the market? Is this time to be in the high risk, high yield, or is this time to be in the more conservative? What would you advise right now?
Well, as a good advisor will always say, it depends.
Ah, that's a lawyer line.
But you know, when you think about it, look at what's happening as far as the structural changes and where the money is flowing. Where's capital and labor being reallocated to? Think about it that way. Which sectors of the economy are going to benefit from these policy changes, from the Federal Reserve actions, and from what's going on geopolitically? You know, you got to think about it in those terms a little bit. Then you can start to see which sectors of the economy are going to benefit. And I would look for investing in those areas.
Well, and I think we could also watch Trump's social media, because I don't know if you saw this or not, but right before he made the change, he said, now would be a good time to buy. And 2 hours later, he postponed the tariffs and the market went up. So
he's absolutely right.
I mean, that's and some said, that's insider trading. No, it's not. That's a guy just giving you a heads up. that's a wink and a nod, man. Get out there and do something.
I know. It's like a huge hint. Go do something.
You know, it's amazing to have somebody in the White House who's actually run a business and, oh, by the way, has made billions. Let me ask you this. Do you think that even though he is, I'm not how to word this, even though he is doing things that are rocking people's world, and usually it's more of folks on the left or who are adverse to our foreign policy, but he's doing things that are literally rocking people's world, at the same time, he tells you what he's going to do and then he does it, but he's got a proven track record, in my opinion, of, you know, being a business leader. Does having Trump in the office, does it give any more confidence to the market, or would people rather have, like, sort of go along to get along like they had the last 4 years with Biden? What do you think the market responds to better?
Oh, I think that from my general sense and talking to clients and other folks, they're willing to give Trump the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
You know, see what happens. They know that, you know, this country's got to get off the sugar high, you know, the box of donuts that we've been living off of for the last 20, 30 years. And yeah, we're going to salads and we're going to restructure things. So they're willing to be patient and seeing what's going to happen, especially because he's got a keen business mind and has been there.
Well,
I've seen a lot.
I think it's more than salads, man. I think it's a full-on keto diet. We're about to have a change in our perspective when it comes to, you know, the fiscal eating. Paul Breyer, Inspire Advisors. We appreciate you. We appreciate the fact you've been a part of this show now for a while. And as you see things, if you want to text in or call back in, you let me know. But we'll be calling on you again if this continues. All right.
Yes, sir. Sounds great.
Outstanding. Thanks, man. That was Paul Breyer with Inspire Advisors. By the way, they are one of our sponsors, so I'll just go ahead and throw out a plug for them right now. Inspire Advisors, their website is moneypatternwealth.com. That's www.moneypatternwealth.com. And they specialize in what's known as biblically responsible investing, meaning they can help you pick companies to put in your portfolio for your investments that are not filled up with wokeisms. They're not the kind that go woke and go broke. You're not going to invest in Anheuser-Busch's Dylan Mulvaney beer cans. You're going to be investing in companies that make you proud of what's in your portfolio. So but it'll still grow your bottom line. Anyway, Inspire Advisors, you can find them at www.moneypatternwealth.com. All right. Well, that was cool. I knew he'd get some perspective. I like hearing an expert say, stay the course. And oh, by the way, buy low. I mean, it's common sense, but it still helps to hear it.
Somebody that's actually an expert on, like, you know,
yeah,
menu.
Like, yeah. I mean, I did sleep at a Holiday Inn Express recently. all right, let's take it to a break there, JP. We'll come right back. We'll talk about some more tariff stuff. By the way, keep texting because we're working out our texters. It's got a problem, but we think we got a workaround. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.